The other day, I got my renewed passport in the mail. Earlier this summer, when I was packing things, I came across the old passport and realized that it was like 4 years out of date. And I never really thought much about it. And Michael's helping me pack, and he said, "You should get that renewed." And I'm like, "Oh, I'll get to it." And he goes, "Well, you never know when you're going to need it." I'm taking that as a good hint, but you know, the thing is so I mailed it off because and so I have my brand new, you know, passport, all shiny, uncreased, ready to go. I have no place to go yet, but it's ready to go. But I am, you know, that idea of being prepared for what might come up. Now, in our gospel today, Jesus was helping to prepare his disciples to be ready for a time that was not designated so that they would not be surprised. You know, he's getting them prepared for the kingdom of God. He wants them to be ready for when their time has come. You know, and so he again gives these parables about servants waiting for their master to come home, and how the master, when he finds them all prepared, is going to be so happy, so excited, he's going to take care of them. But making it clear that they don't know when their time is going to come, that you need to be ready at all times. And that message still goes with us today, that we need to be prepared and not to leave ourselves become too distracted by worldly things. You know, Jesus was telling them to not be too concerned about, you know, their treasures, you know, not to put too much concern in having, you know, too much monetary wealth or any other wealth or anything that might distract them, because they're going to be taken care of. That they need to focus on the good news. They need to focus on the idea that the Messiah is right before them, that the kingdom of God is at hand. And that message still comes to us today. And I don't know if we have more distractions than they did back then. It just feels like it sometimes. We have all these messages that come from us from all different directions. And I know a lot of times when trying to set time aside for prayer or for study or for meditation, how easy it can be to be distracted. You know, I don't know how many times I've sat there, you know, getting myself all ready to pray in the midst of maybe doing morning prayer, and then I start wondering, did I pay the AT&T bill? And then kind of pulling myself back and wondering if I should use those bananas before they go bad. And, you know, and of course, there's everything else around us that, you know, everything from social media to our internet to the television to the radio, we have everything that seems to be trying to grab our attention these days. And so sometimes it's hard to keep focused, to be prepared like those, you know, like those servants that Jesus is talking today in his parable. But we need to be prepared and to draw ourselves back, you know, to remind ourselves when we think that we're too busy to pray, that you're never too busy to pray. That sometimes the importance of just keeping things simple, especially our prayer, keeping contact with God. You know, each week we come together on Sunday mornings to celebrate the Holy Eucharist, or what is often called the Great Thanksgiving. The word Eucharist is the Greek word for Thanksgiving. And so each week we are reminded that we are supposed to give thanks to God. We take time out of our lives on Sundays to pray, and to prepare ourselves for the road ahead. to sometimes find comfort, sometimes to give it, sometimes find encouragement, other times to find that little bit of a, you know, friendly shove towards the task that we are called to do. But this is a time in which we are able to come together to pray and to prepare our hearts for what's coming. But then we need to take it out into the world. We need to take this hour, hour and a half that we spend in Sundays and bring it out into our regular life to be always ready for God. To never leave ourselves be that distracted that we forget about God. To pull ourselves back in. And sometimes it takes little reminders that, you know, like it did for me to get my passport renewed. I had to have somebody say, just do it. And sometimes just that little bit of initiative on ourselves to, when, you know, we feel it's time to talk to God, to take that moment to do so, not to put it off to later. You know, as Jesus again talks about, if we knew when the time was coming, we could just, you know, maybe set it, you know, nowadays, you know, most things are set on my iPad or my phone where I get a ding like an hour ahead of time to tell me that something's going to happen. But the kingdom of God doesn't work that way. There's not going to be any warning messages. So we have to prepare ourselves. And, you know, that takes a little bit of effort, takes a little bit of discipline. It takes time to get ourselves into that mindset. And we just do it a little bit at a time until our hearts and our minds are in a state of prayer. So my brothers and sisters, be prepared. You never know where the journey is going to take you. You never know when God's going to show up next in your life. You never know what you're going to be called to do next in your ministry. So we remain prepared. As Jesus talks to them about, you get all suited up and ready to go. And who knows? This might be the instance. It may be years from now. But we're always prepared.